Episode 1582, Love Even When You're Mad.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy day. How's your weekend going? Well, I am on the road, and that means what? Sometimes chaos, lots of challenges, weather, but there's also excitement. Are you ready for an adventure? Relationships bring an adventure in our lives. Love, even when you're mad. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how much do you argue with your sweetheart? Emotions can wreck a relationship. But if you desire a strong marriage, you must love even when you're mad. Yet channeling that anger can be so frustrating. You want to be right. I know I do. I love being right. Who doesn't? Or you want to prove your spouse wrong. It's the I told you so. I got you. You didn't get me. Love is not a convenience. It's not about getting your way and showing affection only when you get something in return. Marriage is a two-way street. Love is a verb. Love is action. Put the two together, and that requires what? Work, W-O-R-K. And that work can be easy at times and challenging at other times. So what happens typically when you get mad at your spouse? You storm out of the room in a huff. Your tone of voice changes and has a bite to it. It's like you're this, you know, grizzly bear all of a sudden. You yell so loudly with great emphasis. You walk away quietly, not doing anything, because you believe the situation is hopeless. You are short with him throughout the rest of the evening. How many times have you gotten into an argument, and the next thing you know, it's like, I'm just not talking to you. And if I do talk to you, I'm just going to, well, whatever. Two-word answer. That's all you get. That's all you're worth to me. Maybe you play the silent game. No speaking. Only dirty looks. You may even sting him with your fiery laser beam eyes. And you might have even thrown a few things too. Of course, this could be the tip of the iceberg. Fighting is not fun. Fighting in marriage, it happens. We get mad at each other. But most of the time, that madness doesn't come from the lack of love, but the lack of like. We don't like what that person is doing to us, for us, or maybe even against us. It's the like area of what we're talking about. But for some strange reason, we think like and love are equals, and they are so not. So what can you do when you are plain plum mad? You gotta love, L-O-V-E. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Love, even when you're mad. Love is an action. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love requires us to decide whether to act or not to act. That's a decision that we make, a choice we make. Either way, you are what? You're taking action. So if you choose not to do something, you're choosing to be silent. That's an action. You're quiet. You're silent. You're not making any noise. You don't want to have conversation. You shut them out. That's an action. Even though you may not think you're doing anything, you are doing something because you made a decision not to do anything. Hang in there with me. Also, you got to think about, okay, if I am taking action, what action are you taking? What is your follow through or your follow up? So love requires us to decide whether to act or not to act. Either way, you are taking action. And just one of those, though, lives up to what God commands of us. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says this, let all you do be done in love. Are you doing things in love or out of spite? Be honest. Unfortunately, a lot of us, and me at times too, I used to do it probably more times than not. I would do things out of spite. I would be that one that would change my tone of voice. I'd be short. I would slam a cupboard door. I would walk out of the room just mad, not even saying anything, but just in a huff. And I'd be like, have you ever had that big, huge sigh? And you do it on purpose because you can have a good, huge sigh and not make the noise. Try it one day. It really does work. Let all you do be done in love. So what does it mean to love even when you're mad? Well, number one, you have to create a presence of calmness and self-control. We don't do it though, do we? We just react to everything. Oh, I don't like what he did to me. I don't like what she did to me. And so this is how I'm going to react. That's our problem. We're reacting instead of what? Responding. So we need to create a presence within ourselves of calmness and self-control. This is when it's important for us to understand our triggers. You are not going to love and like everything your spouse does. If you haven't been told that, oh, sound the alarm. Breaking news. You are not going to like your spouse about everything she does or everything he does. You're just not. We think we should because while we're dating, we only show those good sides because we want to look really awesome, not just in what we wear, but how we act, how we walk, how we carry ourselves. Well, we've got to create a presence. We have to carry ourselves in a state of what? Calmness. We got to be put together. We got to have self-control. Just because your husband didn't do the dishes when you asked him to, and you came home after a two-day conference, doesn't mean you have the right to lay into him and be all mad just because you also got stuck in traffic on the way home and that wasn't planned. This sounds like petty stuff, but you know what? We're all getting mad at each other over petty stuff. The little things get under our skin. So create a presence of calmness and self-control. Number two, convey an attitude with a gentle heart. And this gentle heart is truly where your attitude is going to guide your responses toward your spouse, not your reactions, because you're going to make a choice. You have a decision and a choice to make as to how you're going to respond. You're not sitting here, you know, subscribing to this whole idea of, okay, I'm just going to do whatever I feel like doing. Most of the things that we feel like doing usually come out wrong because we don't put enough what? Thought into it. We have to convey an attitude with a gentle heart. That's how we love, even when we're mad. Number three, serve with a grateful heart. Gratitude, thankfulness. Thanksgiving isn't just celebrated on Thanksgiving, right? We can have a grateful heart every single day. We need to be grateful for what we have, good and bad. We have to be grateful for the stuff we don't like, and we have to be grateful for the stuff we love, what we really do like. So serve with a grateful heart. No expectations of a return on your investment. Altruism, right? That's what we're looking at here. Serve with a grateful heart. And finally, number four, forgive. Forgive quicker to love deeper. You didn't think you could get out of here without forgiveness because you can't. Forgiveness is an everyday occurrence. It's a response that needs to happen. When you forgive quickly, your heart is freer to love deeper. And that's important because the more you sit there and keep score, you're just kind of tallying everything up and you're like, I'm filling up this bank account that says, I got you, I'm right, and you are so wrong, and oh, this looks good, this feels good. What is that actually building up? Bitterness. That's what it turns into. It molds and mildews into bitterness. And it sits deep within the heart. And then what happens following that is you're reacting to the bitterness. And it's a reaction to that that leads you what? Astray. And I'm not necessarily saying astray as in leaving your marriage. I'm just saying astray from your goals that you have for your marriage. This can happen early on in marriage, 1-2 years. It can happen 25, 30 years into marriage. We're not immune to any of this. You don't hit a certain point in your marriage that says, oh, I'm not going to be mad at him anymore. Nope, I'm going to like everything he does. No, guarantee you, you're not going to do that. If you're on your honeymoon right now, you're living this blissful life, that's fantastic. Love the season that you're in, but you have to know and understand that you're going to get mad. And when you do, you got to love even when you're mad. Create a presence of calmness. Convey an attitude of a gentle heart. Serve with a grateful heart and forgive quicker so you can love deeper. Your relationship with your spouse has a ripple effect in this world. Your marriage has a ripple effect. And I know a lot of us don't look at marriage that way because we think that the side effects of our marriage only go as far as our four walls. But that's not true. Your relationship with your spouse overflows into your business, into your spouse's business, into your family, your extended family, into your friends, into your community, into your church, into your volunteer work, into your conversation, into the way you text, the way you respond to other people. So you do not want to take lightly the relationship that you have to the man or the woman that you're sleeping with, that you said, I do. You made a commitment. And that commitment is to love for better or for worse. And that worse is when we get mad. That worse is when we're challenged. That worse is when we hit adventures that really aren't that fun. That worse is when tragedies strike. That worse is called life. Love even when you're mad. Let all that you do be done in love. You matter so much. Your relationship, how you interact with your spouse is so vital. I want to come beside you. And I want to offer you a coaching call with me. You don't have to try to do everything by yourself. We need support. I have support. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. We have to help each other. I will have had experiences that you haven't. And from those experiences, I have learned tools and strategies when it comes to how a woman communicates to a man and vice versa. My husband and I have been through a lot together. And through that, I have been able to teach not only what I have learned, but also to help my husband and vice versa. He helps me. We are more in love now than we've ever been, including, I believe, even when we were dating. Because you know that dating thing, it was more like that flirty, oh, I can dream with you and this is great and there's nothing wrong and we don't have children, so there's no worries. There's not much baggage. We're still young and in love. It's awesome. You get just a fuzzy feeling all the time, but then you get married, you say, I do, and it gets tough, real fast. And that better is great, but the worse, not so much. If you're saying, I want my ripple effect to impact in a positive way, I would love to come beside you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. What do you want your marriage to look like? Have you ever stopped long enough to ask that question? Probably not. We're too busy. We have all these other things to do in life. But today, it matters. Today, your marriage matters, your relationship and where it stands. What are the ripple effects that you're creating? Do you have these absolutely positive power surges that when people come around you, they smile and you give off this energy that's just like, oh my gosh, I just cannot wait to be around you. You attract that. But if your marriage is one that's rocky, there's a lot of question marks. You don't know. You kind of feel like you're just blah. You're just doing the do. You look over at him at night or you look over at her in the morning and you're like, I don't know who you are anymore. I feel like we've drifted apart. You don't want the river to split. You want the ripple effects to be strong as a unit, together. So today, really take heart and ask yourself, where is my marriage? Where do I want it to go? What do I really want it to look like? And when that better is great, fantastic. But when you have the worst, love, even when you're mad. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.